Okay, I have a 10-minute tech talk for you, and this is part of our series related to vocabulary and terms in the tech industry. This particular group of words are related to online marketing. So let's just jump right in. I'm going to give you 10 words related to online marketing. One is called affiliate marketing. That's using other people or organizations to bring in customers via ads or content on their website. Marketing affiliates can get payments or discounts for the customers they bring in. So it would be you posting and having a banner for another website, and when people come to your website and click on that banner, then your account would be associated and you would get credits, and those credits eventually can accumulate to either payments or some type of discount. Several websites, for example, Amazon.com, have what we call affiliate programs. So that's affiliate marketing. Next one is bounce rate. That's the percentage of website visitors who leave a website quickly without really looking at it. It means that you're not engaging them. You're not really drawing in and keeping them. So they're coming to your website for some reason, but they're not staying around very long. That's your bounce rate. Our next word is call to action, also known as a CTA. That's a text or image on a web page that asks a visitor to do something like read more content, join an email list, sign up for a webinar, buy a product. It's called a call to action. And one of the things is you don't want just a web page that has a lot of pretty pictures and content and you have no call to action. So keep that in mind. And our next word, click-through rate. That's the percentage of people who click on links on web pages or in the marketing emails. So when you send something out or when you create your web page, are people actually responding to your call to action? And if they are, that's called your click-through rate. The next one is funnel. A funnel is a series of events or actions a person takes and moving from being a potential customer to an actual customer. So for example, they may visit a web page and then sign up for a newsletter and then buy your product. So first is just getting them there. Second is getting them engaged so you know that they're interested. Otherwise, they wouldn't have signed up for your newsletter. And then once you sign them up for the newsletter, doing whatever it takes to really grab their attention so that they're motivated to buy a product. That's your funnel. The next one is impression, the number of times people see a certain piece of web content. So how many times are they actually, you know, coming across that particular web content? And then another word is, in fact, the term keywords. So those are the words or phrases used to search for online content. So you may be familiar with tagging a web page or having keywords that are tagged on your page. So basically, there's a certain number of words that are taken from your web page. And when anyone searches on those words, then your web page will come up in the results of the search. So you want to have really strong, relatable keywords that relate to your website. So that, for example, if someone searched on coach, you want to make sure in the first 50-word description of your opening page, the word coach appears. So when someone searches on coach, your page will be one of the pages that are in the search results. Our next one is marketing automation. Using software or online services to automate and measure marketing efforts with things like marketing emails, customer relationship management, social media, reporting, and analytics. Some of those marketing automation include MailChimp, HubSpot, and Acton. So if you're to the level where you want to start automating your marketing and really tracking the numbers, who's clicking, what are they responding to, how many times are they clicking or forwarding it, you might want to look at a marketing automation package such as MailChimp or HubSpot or Acton. The next one is multi-channel, using different marketing platforms. So using a combination of everything we just talked about, website, banner ads, Facebook ads, marketing emails, a whole combination, you know, having a strategy to different people use different platforms. Not everybody's on Facebook. Not everybody is going to find your website. So you want to use a strong combination. Another important word is search engine marketing. That's advertising via search engines. And some examples of that is Google's AdWords and Bing Words. That means that you can actually pay for keywords so that your site will come up high in the search engine results. As people are well aware, a lot of people on the internet, they'll go to the search engines such as Google or Bing when they're looking for something, and they'll use a certain combination of keywords. So if you want to be, for example, in the results for coaching, then you would want to make sure, you may want to even invest in buying that keyword and buying a particular placement. The more you pay for it, the higher you are in where you're placed in the search results. And trust me, I'm oversimplifying those. Some organizations have full-time people that do things that help with keyword optimization. There are a lot of intricate formulas and calculations on how you get to the top of the list, and it's not always just as simple as buying your way to the top of the list. So let this be kind of the tip of the iceberg, and if you are interested in something like that, definitely do a little bit more research and use the word search engine marketing or SEM to learn more about it. Also related to SEM is SEO, which is the search engine optimization. That's making a website or web page rank high in online search results. So again, you might want to now take this information and do a deep dive on SEO, search engine optimization. And our last word for today's episode is traffic. That is the amount of people who visit your website. And one thing from not only just my own experience, but you also may know that you need a certain amount of traffic to come to your website. And then those people come to your website, go through that funnel process that we talked about, and eventually they'll show interest and maybe even have enough trust in it that they'll sign up for maybe free information or a free newsletter or free download. I've seen several websites use different carrots, so to speak, to get you to sign up for their mailing list. Then once they have you on your mailing list, they're emailing you regular campaigns until you convert that into a sale. But I emphasize the word traffic because sometimes you might need to get at least 1,000 people to come to your website on a daily basis just to get 10 of them to actually convert to the point where they buy a product off of your website. So you'll learn over time what that volume and what that traffic needs to be. Okay? Well, I think we've had a good discussion here and a nice list of good, robust words when it comes to social media marketing and online marketing. I hope you find these useful, and just continue to listen, learn, leverage, and launch.